Catholic Church.
因为我们有圣灵。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
我们信仰有圣经清楚的根据。
And our belief is founded firmly upon the evidence in the Bible.
我们还有很多的神的启示。
And accompanied by a host of wonders and signs.
但这样还不够。
But this is not enough.
属灵时代有一些优点。
There are certain distinguishing traits
是我们需要学习的。
Of the Apostolic Church, which we must learn from.
属灵时代的第一个优点就是同心合意的祷告。
One of the distinguishing traits of the church then is to pray together with one accord.
属灵时代立足的开始是从同心合意祷告开始的。
The beginning of the history of the Apostolic Church, was the time when they prayed together with one accord.
因为同心合意的祷告，所以在五旬节那一天，120个人全部被圣灵充满。
And because of this kind of prayer, 120 people altogether simultaneously received and filled by the Holy Spirit.
因为同心合意祷告，所以那一天有3000人受洗归主的名下。
And because of the kind of prayer, done with one accord, 3000 people were baptized together.
因为他们这样同心合意祷告，所以主把得罪的人天天加给他们。
Because of this kind of effectual prayer, the spirit of salvation was given to them daily.
因为同心合意祷告，所以神这个使徒行很多神迹。
Because of this kind of prayer, by the hands of the apostles, many wonders and signs were wrought.
信徒增加速度很快。
And the increase of the membership was rapid.
因为同心合意祷告，所以使徒们虽然被关在监牢里面，神却在监牢行很大的神迹。
Because of this kind of prayers, when the apostles were jailed in prison, wonders and signs accompanied them.
因为祷告的结果，所以监牢地基动摇，监牢门都被打开。
And as a direct consequence of this kind of prayers, the foundations of the prison.Were shaken and the doors opened.
能囚犯的锁链都脱掉。
And the bands on the hands of the prisoners were all loosened.
但他们并没有逃跑。
And yet those prisoners did not escape.
禁足看了这样大的神迹。
When the wardens saw this kind of miracle,
就悔改接受主的救恩。
Repented and received the truth of salvation.
使徒时代教会这样兴旺。
And the reason why the church of the apostolic time was so prosperous,
基督的能力恩典充满在教会当中。
And the reason why the grace and blessings of the Lord filled that church,
就是因为他们能够同心合意的祷告。
Was because of the kind of prayer they offered with one accord.
我们如果要再看属灵的那种荣耀，
in order to once again witness the glory and prosperity of that church,
我们需要同心合意的祈求。
We need.To pray for that wonderful grace together with one accord.
为教会的复兴祷告。
To pray for the revival of the church.
为荣耀主的名祷告。
And for the glorification of the holy name of our Lord.
我们下午继续要学习的就是属灵在教会第二个优点，彼此相爱。
What I would like to share with you this afternoon is another distinguishing trait of the apostolic church, that is to love one another.
看以弗所书第二章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
19节。
Book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
以弗所书第二章19节。
Book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。这里说，每一个信主的人都加入神家中里面。
So those who believe in our Lord Jesus Christ will be a member, will be members of the household of God.
因为教会是神的家。
For the church is the household of God.
我们都是神家里的人。
And we are members of that household.
同一家人在家庭生活上应当有属于一家人的家庭的气氛。
We should have the likeness of togetherness and solidarity within the same household.
一个家的组成不是几个人合在一起生活就算一个家。
A household is composed more than just the congregation of a few members.
家庭所需要的是爱。
But rather what is important is love.
就是温暖。
Warmth.
一个家如果没有爱，没有温暖，就不像一个家。
Without love and warmth in the household, it is not a home.
我们归入教里面，就是神家里的人。
Once we are baptized into Christ, we are a member of this house.
我们教会就是神的家。
And this church is the house of God.
啊，我们在这个家生活，是不是常常能感受到家的温暖，家的爱？
As members of this household, do we often feel and experience the warmth and love of this house?
有时候我们冷静下来思想这问题的时候，
When we find ourselves in solitude and ponder over this question,
我们总是觉得好像缺少什么在这个地方。
We often feel that something is missing.
我们会觉得好像还不像一个家。
We sometimes feel that this household is not really a home.
如果我们真的有这个家的温暖，家的气氛充满在教会当中，
provided we have the love and warmth prevailing in this church,
每个人真的成一家人，
we really feel that we are a member of this congregation.
有话无所不谈，
we share our feelings,
谈出来又不怕对方误会，
and we don't have to worry about being misunderstood.
那真的是在地如天，
then we are really living in heaven on earth.
再看约翰福音第十三章。
Let us turn to John chapter 13,
三十四节。
John 13 verse 34.
约翰福音十三章三十四节。
John 13 34.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。三十五节
35.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。主耶稣告诉他的门徒，
Jesus told his disciples,
我怎样爱你们，你们也要这样彼此相爱。
That ye love one another as I have loved you.
你们如果有彼此相爱的心，
If you have this kind of love toward one another,
众人就认出你是我的门徒。
Then people will know that you are my disciples.
所谓众人就是那些没有信主的人。
The men will know, of course, men here refers to those who still do not believe.
是不是没有信主的人就不懂彼此相爱呢？
Does this mean that people do not believe in Christ, simply do not understand love?
主耶稣说，税吏、法利赛人也懂得爱。
According to our Lord Jesus Christ, even publicans and Pharisees knew how to love among themselves.
但他们所爱的范围很狭窄。
But the difference is that they confine themselves in a very small area in terms of their love.
就是单爱那些爱他们的人。
They love only those who love them.
所以主说，你们比如相爱，众人就认出你是我的门徒，并不等于说素人不懂得相爱。
When Jesus said that people will know that you are my disciples if you love another, does not mean that those non-believers do not love.
而是说信主的人爱应当超越没有信主人的爱。
What is taught us here is that we must love more than those who do not believe.
信主人的爱超越没有信主的人，才能够给他们看得出来我们是主的门徒。
Only when the love of those believers exceed those who do not believe, then they can tell the difference.
所以主耶稣说，我怎样爱你们，你们也要这样相爱。
Therefore Jesus said unto his disciples, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another.
主的爱就是舍弃自己的爱。
The love of God is self-sacrifice.
这种爱很特别。
This is a very kind, very unique kind of love.
有这种爱的表现，才能够被众人看得出来，我们是主的门徒。
Only with this absolutely kind, altruistic kind of love, other people can tell the difference.
我们不是因为常常来教会聚会被看出我们是主的门徒。
We are not to be identified as Christians because simply we come to church to attend the worships.
我们应当努力的，就是在生活上被人看出我们是主的门徒。
But what we should endeavor, is that we must allow others to see Jesus in us.
圣经一再的提醒我们，这种爱是非常宝贵的。
The Bible repeatedly reminds us the preciousness of this kind of love.
教会充满基督的爱。
If the church is filled with the love of Christ,
彼此能够真正的相爱
in which we can love one another genuinely,
就才像神的家
this church will then be turned into the real home of God.
使徒时代怎么样把基督爱表现出来在生活上
How did the apostles manifest this kind of love?
他们是怎么样的相爱
How did they love one another?
看使徒第二章
Let us turn to the book of Acts chapter 2
42节
Acts chapter 2 verse 42
使徒行传第二章42节
Chapter 2 verse 42
都恒心遵守使徒的教训彼此交接擘饼祈祷这个地方说他们彼此交接擘饼
They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines and fellowship and in breaking of bread.
彼此交接也可以翻成彼此交通。
When they communicate or maintain fellowship among themselves, means they communicate and talk to each other.
人与人的交通工具就是话语。
Through our speeches, our speech we can communicate with others.
借着彼此的交谈就可以交通
And through this kind of discussion and dialogue We can then share the fellowship
教会的弟兄姐妹见面能够彼此交谈
When brothers and sisters meet They can communicate with one another
这才能够表现出我们真是一家人
And this distinguishes this family of God from others
第一次见面的人我们觉得不晓得要说什么，没有什么可谈的。
When we meet a stranger, at first we have nothing to talk to them about.
因为我们太陌生了。
For we are still strangers at that moment.
如果相处的日子久了，彼此了解深刻了。
But as time passes on and we become much more intimate to one another,
就敢放心地谈我们的内心的话。
We can then talk without much restraint.
弟兄姐妹相处当中，如果没有保留地把心里话都讲出来
，As we meet together, if we can talk to each other without any constraint,
你会觉得非常快乐。
I assure you, you will feel that joy.
最痛苦的事就是有话不敢说出来。
The most painful thing is that you hesitate to talk.
因为我们很多顾忌。
For we have many thoughts preoccupying us.
如果有话无所不谈。
If we cannot talk as we wish,
我们把内心的话都讲出来
and to share with others our inner feelings,
我们会感受到基督的爱是这么大。
Unless we do so, we cannot feel and understand the greatness of the love of Christ.
我们这样才会真正的体会到教会真正是神的家。
Only after we have succeeded in doing so, we can feel that this church.Is the true household of God.
马拉基书第三章
Let us turn to the book Malachi chapter 3.
十六节
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16.
马拉基书第三章十六节
Chapter 3 verse 16.
那属敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论耶和华侧耳而听，这里说敬畏神的人彼此谈论。
Then they that fear the Lord speak often one to another.
神侧耳而听
，and the Lord hearkened.
到底他们在谈什么
？Well, what were they talking about?
为什么他们谈的内容吸引到神
？How come the content of their discussions attracted the attention of God?
为什么神这样有兴趣的？侧耳而听他们的谈论。
Why was God interested and inclined to listen to their discussion?
这里说他们是敬畏神的人。
Now we must pay attention to this word that they fear the Lord.
敬畏神的人心里有神的地位。
They that fear the Lord have Lord in their hearts.
他们所谈论的一定是属灵的话。
And I suppose they would talk about spiritually oriented matters.
他们所谈论的一定是充满信心的话。
They must dwell upon their discussions on things with faith.
他们所谈的一定是感谢神、赞美神的话。
They thank God and praised him.
他们所谈的是彼此造就的话。
And they edified one another.
而不是伤害别人的话。
Rather than speeches which would harm another.
神很喜欢听这种话。
In fact, God likes to listen to these kind of good speeches.
我们弟兄姐妹见面也有交谈的时候。
As we meet as brothers and sisters, we often talk to another.
我们在谈哪些话？
What kind of things do we talk about?
能引起神的兴趣吗？
Do you think the content of our discussion can attract the interest of God?
神会侧耳而听我们的谈论吗？
Do you think God is willing to hearken to our discussions?
可能我们谈的内容叫神头痛。
Possibly, what we talk may cause headache on the part of God.
叫神伤心，为什么谈这些？
Or to sadden him because of the content we talk.
我们要真的成一个敬畏神、有信心、属灵的人。
We ought to become people who fear God with strong faith and with a good spirit.
这样人相聚能够彼此谈论信心话的时候。
So when people who fear God and gather talk about things which attract God,
不但神喜欢听，我们自己都能够得到快乐。
Not only God likes to listen to this kind of dialogue,Even we ourselves receive the joy.
我们今天见面交谈的时间很短。
We don't have much time to share fellowship together.
不但时间短，我们还不能够进入情况。
And because of the shortage of time, we oftentimes cannot delve into the depth of our feelings.
因为很多应该说的、想说的保留在里面，不敢全部说出来。
There are many things.Which we feel very hesitant to share with another.
因为我们太陌生了。
Because we feel that we are still strangers.
虽然在会堂常常见面。
Though we see each other often in the chapel.
但我们还是有距离。
But there is still a gap.
我们彼此没有充分的了解。
We have not managed to know each other better.
所以我们无法交谈真心的话。
Therefore, we are rendered incapable of sharing inner feelings with others.
一件悲哀的事。
This is a very sad thing to happen.
再说呢，我们应当求进步。
Furthermore, we ought to pursue progress.
我们要找更多谈话的机会。
We ought to seek out opportunities in which we can talk.
我们能够了解的越来越深刻。
So that we may become, more and more, we can understand another party better.
说明有一天能够很愉快地交谈自己心里的话
so that we may share our true feelings with another brother or sister.
那一天来到的时候
when that day actually happens,
神一定很喜欢听我们的交谈
I am certain that God likes to hearken to our talk.
我们就会真正地感受我们天天活在神的家中
We will then feel that we are really living in the house of God daily.
这种交谈
this kind of fellowship,
不但教会需要
It is needed not only by the church
在家里更需要
It is also needed in our own families
因为我们的家也就是神的家
For our family is also the house of God
教里面人比较多
In the church we find more members
要这么多人都能够彼此谈真心的话很难
To allow all the members of the churchshare one another's inner feelings, it is not an easy job.
那么一家没有几个人
But within our own family, it is much smaller inside.
关系也是更密切的
And the relationship is much closer.
应当更容易做得到
It should be easier for this to happen.
诗篇128篇
Let us turn to Psalm number 128.
第三节
Psalm number 128, verse 3.
诗篇128篇第三节
128 verse 3
第三节下面有一句话说你儿女围绕你的桌子好像橄榄摘子儿女围绕你的桌子
The second half of this verse reads Thy children like olive plants run about thy table
所以当桌子是一起吃饭的地方
The table, of course, is where the family gather.
也是一起交谈的地方。
The family gather to dine and to converse.
也是一起敬拜神的地方。
The place where the family will get together to worship God.
一家人围在一个桌子。
When the family is gathered around the table.
一起敬拜神。
And to worship God together.
一起交谈。
To converse with one another.
这个家很温暖。
This home, I believe, is a warm one.
夫妻的关系，父子母女关系都很正常。
The relationship between the husband and wife and father and children, I'm sure, are normal ones.
是一个很幸福的甜蜜的家庭。
But healthy, sweet and loving family.
有些家庭的确是这样，一起交谈，一起敬拜神。
There are families like this.
但有些人夫妻的距离很遥远。
But in some other families, we find the gap between the husband and wife is a wide one.
我们希望教会能够成为一家人，无所不谈。
It is our hope that our church will become a household in which members come and converse very closely.
应当从家里做起。
But this must begin with our own families.
一家人的关系这样密切。
The relationship within the family.
如果没有办法很开心的交谈。
Suppose they are close and they can talk to each other intimately,
就很难跟教会的弟兄姐妹这样的交谈。
Then the members of the same family can converse with members of a church much more easily.
属都属在彼此相爱的另外一个表现。
Another concrete manifestation of the love of the apostles,
就是彼此关怀对方。
Was the fact that they really cared about the well-being of the other.
在哪些方面看出他们的关怀？
How can we detect their concerns in their lives?
在生活上。
First of all, in their daily life.
在信仰上。
In their faith development.
在代祷的方面。
And in their intercessory prayers.
他们都表现真的能够彼此关怀。
In these areas, they showed very clearly that they cared about one another.
看使徒行传第九章。
Let us turn to the Acts chapter 9.
36节
Acts chapter 9 verse 36
使徒行传九章36节
9:36
在约帕有一个女仆名叫大比大翻西利尼话就是多加她广行善术多书周记再看到39节
verse 39
彼得就起身和他们同去，到了便有人领他上楼，众寡妇都站在彼得旁边哭，拿多加与他们同在时所做的里衣外衣给他看。使徒时代有一个女信徒叫多加。
There was a female believer in the time of the apostles by the name of Dorcas.
他广行善术，常常帮助穷人。
She was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did.
后来他死了。
When she passed away,
他死了以后，很多寡妇在彼得旁边哀哭。
Many widows gathered around Peter and wept.
为什么他们在哀哭
？Why did they weep?Around Peter.
因为多加对他们太好。
Because Dorcas had done a lot of good deeds unto them.
多加关心他们的生活。
Dorcas was really concerned, deeply concerned about their well-being.
送给他们一些里衣外衣。
And offered to them coats and garments.
因为这些都是寡妇。
Because these women were widows.
没有什么依靠的。
They had no other reliance.
生活很穷。
They lived in poverty.
多加对他们有这么多的帮助。
Dorcas offered them much help.
所以多加离世以后，他们为他哀哭。
When she died, these widows gathered and wept.
教会有时候弟兄姐妹离世，为他办丧礼。
And once in a while, we have a member who is deceased, and we have a funeral ceremony here.
有的人离世丧礼时，很多人为他哀哭。
And in certain funerals, you will find that many members weep and cry for this deceased member.
因为他各方面表现很好。
Because this person has succeeded in demonstrating love and care for others.
他如果多活几年，对我们不晓得还有多少的帮助。
If this person survived for another couple of years, we know how much help and benefit we can receive from this person.
所以很自然，大家情不自禁地为他哀哭。
It is only natural and spontaneous that people would weep over this person.
今天这个时代因为工业的发展，
because of the development of this modern society,
我们可以找到一些工作。
We may find some jobs.
穷的没饭吃，没衣服穿的可能不多。
We're lucky enough to have jobs, but there are those who are poor, even though they are few in number.
虽然大家很忙，还过得去。
Even though we busy with our own lives, we can still maintain a living.
但有时候家里会发生意外的事故。
Occasionally, there are unexpected things happening in our family.
当一个家发生意外事故时候，就突然穷苦下来。
And how the family can experience a bankruptcy all of a sudden.
就是需要我们关心他的时候。
Now, this is a time when the family requires most care.
使徒时代他们在信仰上也是这样彼此关心的。
During the apostolic time, the members of the church show this kind of care.
看希伯来第十五章。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10.
二十五节。
Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 25.
希伯来书第十五章二十五节。
10, 25.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日临近，就更当如此。这里说要彼此劝勉，免得有人停止聚会，变成习惯了。
We must exhort one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. This is the encouragement in this verse.
有些弟兄姐妹不能常常参加聚会。
There are brothers and sisters who occasionally cannot come to attend services.
我们了解他的情况。
We also understand their predicament.
他是忙得没时间聚会呢，或者是信心退步了。
Whether they are too busy to come to this service, or whether they are weak in faith.
一个真的有信心的人，
a person who has a strong faith.
虽然很忙，他也会想办法抽时间来参加聚会。
Though terribly occupied, would try to come to make services.
所以很久不聚会的，一定信仰上发生问题。
Those who fail to come for a certain length of time, we know that something must have happened in his or her faith.
所以这个地方就说，我们既然知道那个日子临近，就要这样彼此劝勉。
And so much the more as ye see the day approaching.
许多时代，他们常常感觉主就快要再临。
Now in the apostolic time, they felt already that the time was approaching for the second coming of Jesus.
今天离主再临日度应当是更近了。
Now as we leave close to the end of the 20th century, we are even closer to that day.
所以我们这样需要这样常常彼此劝勉，关心弟兄姐妹的信心。
We ought to exhort one another and really show a genuine care for the faith of another.
雅各书第五章。
Let us turn to James chapter 5,
十九节。
James chapter 5, verse 19.
我的弟兄们，你们中间若有疏迷真道的人，有人使他回转，二十节
，20.
这人该知道，叫一个罪人从迷路上转回，便就救一个灵魂不死，并且遮盖许多的罪。有的弟兄姐妹信心非常软弱。
There are people who have very weak faith.
他已经疏迷真道。
And they have departed and deviated from the truth.
他一定有很多的过犯。
This person must have committed sins.
假如有人把他带回来。
But if someone brings this person back,
就是救一个灵魂不至于灭亡。
And according to the Bible, you are saving a soul from death.
而且又遮盖许多的罪
，and in addition, you shall hide a multitude of your own sins.
因为他的回头，他的罪得到主的赦免。
Now because this person is converted, his sins are once again forgiven.
信心软弱不常来聚会的
For those who are weak in faith and fail to come to attend services,
或者住一段很长的主题不曾来聚会的
or those who have
但是这种人还需要我们去关心他
But yet, this is the kind of people, or exactly the type of people, who need our care.
过去台湾温主教会很多人受伤的时候
In the Winter Church in Taiwan, when many people received the Holy Spirit,
有一个弟兄二十年没有来教会
There was a monk, a brother, who had not come to the church for 20 years.
我听信徒说有这样的弟兄
When I heard about this,
我去找他
I went and sought him out.
我去找他，他正在抽烟
When I found him, he was in the process of smoking.
他看到我的孩子照常抽烟
And when he discovered my arrival, he continued to smoke.
我说弟兄，现在很多人都圣灵。
And I told him, that there are many brothers and sisters who are receiving Holy Spirit.
你要回来求圣灵。
You must come back and pray for it.
那一天晚上他来。
And he did come that evening.
一跪下去祷告，得到圣灵。
The moment he knelt down, he received the Holy Spirit.
祷告，得到圣灵。
The moment he knelt down, he received the Holy Spirit.
二十五年没有来聚会，来了。第一次跪下去就得到圣灵。
He received the Holy Spirit after an elapse of 20 years of absence.
圣经说，将要熄灭的火，主不吹熄。
According to the Bible, a dimming light is not to be extinguished by God.
将要折断的芦苇，他不折断它。
And a bruised reed shall not be broken.
虽然它的光这么微弱。
Though the light is dim,
虽然他生命这么脆弱
though the life is fragile,
但主要他还有 一线光明
as long as there is a faint ray of light,
只要他生命还在身上
as long as this person is still alive,
主不会丢弃他的
God will not forsake him.
另外有一次同样物主教会
in the same church, and this happened on a different occasion,
经过数年以后的事情
And this was something that happened 10 years later.
也是很多人得了圣灵。
Once again, many people received the Holy Spirit then.
我去访一个信徒。
I visited a believer.
他正在吃饭。
And he was in the middle of a meal.
他没有说我们一起吃饭啊。
He didn't invite me to join.
连一杯开水都没有。
He didn't even offer a glass of water to me.
好像一个陌生人。
As if I was a total stranger to him.
我说现在很多人得圣灵。
Once again, I told him that many people are receiving Spirit, Holy Spirit now.
请你来教会求圣灵。
I'm here to invite you to come to the church to pray for it.
他不理我。
He didn't pay any attention to my
要不要
remark.
要不要都不表示。
And he didn't even give me the faintest indication as to whether or not he is willing.
那一天晚上。
But that evening, though,
他的太太和三个孩子同时受圣灵。
His wife, together with her three children, received the Holy Spirit simultaneously.
他跟一个不信主的人结婚。
This sister was married to a non-believer.
他的太太没有受洗。
Excuse me.
跟一个不信主的结婚。弟兄，什么弟兄哎？
This brother married a non-believer.
啊，三个孩子也都没有受洗。
And the three children were not yet baptized.
可能受他的反对，不敢受洗。
And probably, and most likely, at his opposition, they didn't receive baptism.
但他们还是来教会慕道的。
But they continue to search for the truth.
那一天得了圣灵回去报告，向他报告。
But after they received the Holy Spirit and went back to report to the Father,
他听太太孩子的见证哭出来。
When he listened to the testimonies of his wife and his three children, he began to shed tears.
他说神这么爱我。
And he said to them, Oh God, love me so dearly.
我的太太孩子都没有受洗，今天晚上都得圣灵了。
My wife and my three children have not yet even been baptized, and yet they have been given the Holy Spirit.
第二天晚上他也来教会。
Next evening, he came also.
他一跪下去，马上得圣灵。
The moment he knelt down, Holy Spirit came upon him.
我问他，你多久没来教会了？
I asked him, how long have you been absent from the church?
他说，十八年了。
18 years.
啊，十八年没有来教会。
For 18 years, he didn't come to the church.
一来就得了圣灵。
And the moment he came, he received the Holy Spirit.
连他没有受洗的太太、几个孩子，同时都受圣灵。
And his wife and the children all received the Holy Spirit.
神爱是这么大。
This is how great the love of God is.
所以对很久不在聚会的弟兄姐妹，我们不要失去信心。
Therefore, we mustn't lose our confidence in those brothers and sisters who have been absent.
可能因为我们爱的关怀，他会回头。
Out of our love and care, it is very likely that they can be converted.
也许他很多不满。
Perhaps they have much discontent.
但当我们用爱心的关怀他的时候，
Once we show to them our loving care,
他会得到安慰。
They shall be comforted.
有人还记得我。
And some may still remember me.
我并没有被丢弃。
They may feel that I have not been forsaken.
说不定因为这样他回头。
And possibly because of your visit, this person will be converted.
在这个末日临近时候。
As the last day approaches,
我们需要这样彼此关心信仰。
We ought to have this kind of care for one another's faith.
我们每个人都能互相起来。
If we are able to care for one another,
都能够团结起来。
And to really develop that requires solidarity.
神的国度才能够比撒旦国度更加的坚强。
The kingdom of God will be much stronger than that of Satan.
我们才有办法攻破魔鬼的国度。
We can then besiege the city of Satan.
主的时代在代祷方面也是很用力。
Now in the apostolic church, they prayed in intercession as well.
看使徒十二章。
Let us turn to the Acts chapter 12.
第五节。
Acts chapter 12 verse 5.
使徒行传十二章第五节。
Chapter 12 verse 5 book of Acts.
于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切地祷告神。十二节。
Verse 12.
想了一想，就往那称呼马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚的家去，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。彼得为了传福音被抓去坐监。
Peter was in prison because he preached the gospel.
当他被囚在监里的时候，
while he was kept in the prison,
教会为他切切地祷告神。
The church prayed without ceasing for him.
后来神借着天使把彼得救出来。
By way of the presence of the angels, Peter was rescued from the prison.
当彼得回到信徒家里的时候，他们正在那里聚集祷告。
Upon the time he entered into the house of the members, he discovered that they were in the process of praying.
因为这样他们聚集同心地为一个传道人代祷。
And from this we know that they prayed earnestly for one of their preachers.
行就神就行这样大的神迹。
And God therefore wrought such wonderful miracle.
再看雅各书第五章。
Let us turn to James chapter 5.
十六节。
James chapter 5 verse 16.
雅各书第五章十五节。
5:15.
出于信心的祈祷要救那病人，主必叫他起来，他若犯了罪也必蒙赦免。十六节。
16.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷的力所发的力量是大有功效的。这里说教会有人生病的时候，
If someone is sick in the church,
要同心为他代祷。
We ought to pray intercession with great faith for him.
如果他犯罪也必蒙赦免。
And even if this person has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him.
哎，能得到医治。
And the illness can be healed.
有一个弟兄告诉我，
There was a brother who told me this.
他们做一家还没有信主的时候，
And before his family received our Lord Jesus Christ,
他的妹妹精神不正常。
His younger sister was suffering from mental illness.
他们一家的兄弟就不分昼夜的轮流看顾这个妹妹。
And the brothers of his family took turns to take care of this younger sister.
后来这个妹妹好了。
So later on, her illness was healed.
那时候他们还没有信主。
But that was before they received Christ.
他们不懂祷告求主医治。
And before they knew how to pray for the grace of healing.
他说，但是因为兄弟都一样用爱心来照顾这个妹妹。
But he testified because of the care, the loving care provided for the youngest sister among the brothers.
他说，可能这种爱感动了神。
And he thought, he testified that probably this kind of love, moved God.
所以就怜悯他的妹妹。
Therefore, God had mercy upon the sister.
她的妹妹得到医治。
She was made whole.
教会常常有一些病人要我们代祷。
We oftentimes have members who are in infirmities requiring our prayers.
当我们为病人代祷时候，我们对这个病人的关心的爱，如果不够强
，If we don't have strong enough love and care for this person for whom we pray.
就不能发生什么功效。
Our prayer will not be so effectual.
刚才我所说的弟兄还没有信主说，因为全家有做了爱心的看顾，结果这个病人得了医治。
The testimony I just shared with you, even before the family received Christ, the brothers prayed so fervently for the sake of the younger sister.
我们所敬拜的神是慈悲的怜悯的神。
The God in whom we believe, is a merciful and graceful one.
我们为病人代祷没有功效，是不是因为我们缺乏这种爱
？When we pray for a brother or sister in infirmity yet without the effect, could this mean that we are lacking in this kind of love?
如果我们真正能够付出爱的代价，这样来为同龄代祷
，But suppose we are able to pray for another member of the church with such great love,
一定我们会。看到神的荣耀。
And I am absolutely certain that we shall see the glory of God.
当然，神有他的主意。
Of course, God has His own will.
但我们这种爱心的代祷
，But this kind of intercessory prayer with love,
有时也会叫神受感动。
Sometimes is sufficient enough to touch God.
他们这样的彼此相爱
，They loved.One another in such manner.
所以他们教会就充满属灵气温。
The church of the apostles, therefore, was filled with the spiritual love.
看箴言十五章。
Let us turn to the Proverbs chapter 15.
十七节。
Proverbs 15:17.
箴言十五章十七节。
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 17.
出素菜彼此相爱，强如出肥牛彼此相恨。一个家庭能够相爱，全家都觉得很幸福、很快乐。
If you find love in a family prevailing, then the members of the family will enjoy the peace and happiness.
教会就是神的家。
The church is the household of God.
教会如果充满基督爱在里面。
If the love of Christ prevails here,
我们在这边相遇，在这边敬拜神。
We gather here and worship God together.
大家心里都充满喜乐。
Our hearts are filled with joy and peace.
我们希望我们的教会能够达到这种地步。
It is our hope that our church will one day, develop to such a spiritual level.
所以每天在这个地方享受神给我们的爱。
So we can come every day to enjoy the love of God always.
曾经有外教的信徒批评我们的教会。
There are members of other denominations come to criticize us.
他说我们教会和神关系非常好。
They told me that the relationship we developed between ourselves and God is a good one.
我们相信圣经里面所有的话。
We believe firmly everything we find in the Bible.
我们对神有信心。
We have strong faith in God.
我们跟神关系非常好。
We maintain the intimate relationship.
但人与人的关系还不够。
But unfortunately, among the members, the relationship is rather a lukewarm one.
有主的关系，而缺少恒的关系。
We have a vertical relationship, yet lacking in a horizontal relationship.
这样的批评也许不全对。
Of course, this criticism may not be totally valid.
因为我们教会有不少爱主的爱弟兄姐妹的弟的这个信徒。
Because we do have a host of brothers and sisters who have that kind of loving care.
但离世俗大概也不会太遥远。
But I and the first one to admit probably that we are not too far from the statement.
所以我们今后需要更加努力追求的。
What we should continue to pursue from this point on,
就是使我们教会真的成为神的家。
Is that we must endeavor jointly together to make this church the true house of God.
这样见面能够很放心的交谈。
So as we meet, we can share our deepest feelings.
没有顾忌的把心里话都谈出来。
Without hesitation, we share our feelings with one another.
而且在生活上，在信仰上，能够常常彼此关怀对方。
And we can then show our love and care in our daily life and in our faith.
在教会每天充满感谢和喜乐。
The church will then be filled with thanksgiving and joy.
这样我们教会一定会更加兴旺。
Then I believe when that happens, this church will become very prosperous.
今天下午就谈到这里。
And this is my brief message to share with you this afternoon.